boom, back in your face again, Joe and Mike. BuildAssetsOnline.com. Lots of energy this morning, Mike. I'm back with the cold brew. You know, during the cold winter.
I had cold brew too.
Sick.
Not my usual, but.
During the cold winter months, Mike, I was, all into the hot coffee. And then, you know what? I was like, I get through this thing where like I just need something different. So a switch flipped. I started making the cold brew again. And I'm telling you, I'm buzzing with energy.
Yeah, I'm tingling. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about website flipping. We're going to talk about buying versus selling a website. If you're a beginner and you're just getting into online business, I want to discuss what the right option is for you. Because we've done both. We've actually made many, many more websites than we've bought. But lately, we're moving more into the buying website category. But so I want to talk about this from a couple different perspectives. Now, let's examine a bunch of different avatars here and who is best for what. Like what's best for who, whatever. So if you're a total beginner, you don't know anything about ads. You don't know anything about SEO. You don't know anything about any sort of – maybe you know how to build a website, but you don't know anything about online marketing and traffic or whatever. Or you're not confident to build it on your own. And you don't have much money. I would say buying a website is an absolutely terrible idea for a total beginner. What do you think?
Agreed. It's a great way to lose money.
Yeah. And we're actually going through – so we're probably going to be selling a website at a loss. I don't want to say that the website was a loss because I feel like it made money to pay for itself over time, but we're going to be selling it for less than we bought it for a few years ago, simply because I guess at the time, there was just some things I didn't recognize in terms of how it was monetized. So, but luckily, it wasn't that much money. But here's the thing. If you're going to buy a website, and you don't know anything about driving traffic, whether it's organic or paid, you have no idea how to improve that website. I don't care if it's an e-commerce store. I don't care if it's anything. Like, I don't care if it's a blog. If you don't know how to improve them and you haven't got a website from no traffic to, steady traffic dripping in every month, you have no business buying a website. That's what I think, because, all it takes is a couple mistakes. And then the website is pretty much worthless. And, if you have a website that's going up in earnings and then it goes steady and then it goes down, if you buy it on that upswing, and then it starts going down because you mess up, you're not going to be able to sell it again for that price that you bought it at. So you better have a good plan of improvement. I don't see how you can have a plan of improvement unless you've made and improved websites before or driven traffic to sites before.
Right. This isn't like buying a house where it's an investment property and you put the money in on the house. And like, if you just sit there, the house should not crumble to the ground in the next 10 years.
Right.
With this, it's somewhere between a house and a stock. You buy a stock. All right. Maybe it's going up. Boom. It goes down. You have no control over the whole thing. You may have some insight. This is in between because you can apply your knowledge to say, oh, okay, I could do this better. I could do this better. But the problem is everyone thinks they know what to do. And then once they get in on the website, they're like, oh, I didn't see this. I didn't see that. And so Joe, when we bought that website, we were a couple of years into doing SEO and we even still made mistakes with it. So going back for us, it was a learning experience, even if, at the end of the day, we break even on it. But if you don't have any experience, you're going to have no idea what you're actually looking at. You might look, here's the thing. People will look at the graphs. Like you said, it's going up. The greed gene kicks in. Like, oh, I want to get in this. It's going to keep going up and up and up. It's not usually the case.
Right. So that's that avatar, beginner without much money. I want to talk about a beginner with money because this is a bit of a different situation. Now, I think if you're a beginner with money and you have some to lose, my recommendation would be to maybe buy a website off of a service such as Empire Flippers, where you're or QuietLight, where you're negotiating a really high quality transaction period. And that's because I feel like if you do this, you can kind of download the knowledge from the seller, the person who built the website, assuming you can get that as part of the agreement and if they're willing to do that. So I feel like you know, it's a good trial by fire scenario to buy a website if you have the ability to download the knowledge from the seller and if you're fine with losing the money at first. What do you think?
I think this gets a little bit complex because a lot of people that we've seen that have money that come in and don't necessarily have a lot of expertise and they've bought our websites, I don't see it typically working out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they tend to do stupid things and they have more likelihood to run it into the ground. I don't think there's anything you can do in a transition period of even 90 days, 120 days, which is absurd, to bring that person up to speed. So if you have money, I would rather see something where you just aggressively build websites. You could hire a bunch of people, hire a bunch of writers. We're talking content. You could put up a bunch of websites. And that way you're still actually getting the learning experience of it, but you're getting feedback quicker.
But Mike, you know, think about this. Say you said that, you know, historically for us, the buyers haven't, because I feel like the people that bought websites from us, with the exception of I don't know if that's always the case, because the person that we had on, probably a year ago at this point, who bought one of our websites and sold it for more money, I feel like he went in and messed the website up and then went to you to try and fix it. And he fixed it, you know, made some improvements in the processes and then sold it for more money. So I want to say, I feel like it is possible to download enough knowledge from the seller if you're going into it and you're asking the right questions and you want to learn. I feel like in a lot of our experiences, people who have bought our websites, they don't always go into it with the right mindset of learning from us. They want to go in there and do their own thing.
Well, I would say in the case, I think you're better off buying a dropshipping store if you have money and you have little experience, because at least you're paying for the supplier agreements. You need some experience to do this, but if you can look at a website and you can see they have a bunch of high quality suppliers that you're most likely not going to be able to get in with if you just try doing it on your own with no sales history and, you know, a fully fleshed out ads account, then I think that's a lot more stable and a lot more, worthwhile, that you'll at least make some money off of it versus buying a content site and not having any idea what you're doing. So, I mean, in the case that we talked about, I also think there's a little bit of luck involved. I mean, there's plenty of people that buy websites, have no idea what they're doing, and then they make money off of it. So this is not like an all or nothing type thing. It's just kind of the luck of the draw. Like if there's an algorithm update, you can get kind of screwed over. People buy different businesses, FBA businesses. They run into a seller, like a fulfillment issue. They get suspended. Okay. Boom, they're screwed. So, or on the flip side, maybe they buy that business, it keeps going up, they do great, etc. So it's like, it's not,
a little bit of a coin flip is what you're saying. Huh? I'm saying, you're saying it's a little bit of a coin flip, but I'm saying if you're a beginner with money, I feel like it's worth it to get those experiences quicker because you're willing to lose the money. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying with a dropshipping site, at least what you're buying has basically indefinite value in terms of the supplier relationships and the ads account, because you know that the ad account isn't going to just stop running. Whereas if you have SEO going and you're all organic traffic, you're all ads, there's a lot more variables outside of your control in terms of like this, like ad network things or just the Google algorithm, etc. If you're paying to get traffic, that's usually the best thing, and that's also why we recommend that even for building websites for first time people.
Got it.
Pay to play, you're set up.
Paying for search traffic, just to clarify, don't buy a site where the majority is social media traffic. I think that would be the biggest mistake you can make that we're not even really talking about, because it's so preposterous.
Yeah, and we've made plenty of videos on why, you know, Google traffic is the most high quality traffic that you can get. And it's going to, you know, be steady over time. So,
okay. So now let's move on to a little bit of a different avatar, experienced with money. I feel like that's kind of where we're at now, experienced with money. And I think that we're moving towards, or at least what I'm thinking we should move towards, is buying sites where we know you know, first of all, we could lose the money. Like, it's, you know, it's not like a total risk. Like, it's not going to change our lives if we lose the money. But where we know that we can make the graph go from where it is to up and then sell it on the up. So, and then, yeah. So we sell it for a high, you know, more than we bought it for. And so if you're experienced with money, I feel like doing that is better than totally starting a website from scratch. And that's the direction we're moving at now. And it's more of, cause you've done this before, you know, we've done this before. We know, okay, we have this website. We're going to change the paid traffic or publish this many articles to it, build some links, and it should go up. And then we should, you know, be able to resell it. So I feel like, you know, in the past couple months, just from based on some experiences we had, we're talking about this more with our students, is that, you know, you have to view, when you invest in a website, you have to view it almost like a stock and be very keenly aware of when the right time to sell it is, and understand how the actions you take are going to impact the timing of the sale and the sellability. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I think that's something that we had to learn over time. And, you know, we're 6 years into this and these are just revelations we're having now. But it is important because, especially with content sites, I think the biggest event for a content site is the sale. A dropshipping site, you could have a day where someone calls and they buy $30,000 worth of stuff from you and you make $10,000.
Right.
That's never going to happen with a content site. Content site is going to be steady. And it's going to be just, you know, predictable. But with that, you have the benefit of really easy financials and really easy sales, depending on if it's at, you know, a practical multiple. And so you could really quickly just sell that site when the graph is up, cash out for a pretty good lump sum, and then, you know, reinvest that, do the same thing with a different site.
Word. All right. So, experienced with money. I think this is the final avatar I have here. Or sorry, experienced but without money. I think if you don't have money, I feel like, you know, it goes without saying. Well, I feel like it's a good idea if you have a good level of experience with, say, SEO, and you have a little bit of money but not much, it could be worth it to buy a cheap site that's out of the Google sandbox and getting a little bit of traffic already. Because if you know what you're doing, that's only going to speed up your efforts. So that's my stance on that.
Well, I guess the question is, what type of person is this? How do you wind up experienced but without money? Because to me, if someone said that I imagine they're deluding themselves. Because you're not really, maybe you have experiences, but you don't actually have the experience of creating profitable websites at a consistent rate.
All right. Well, say it's for the example, you just sold your website and you used it to, you know, you used it for another purpose. You just sold one of your websites and then you, you know, needed the money for, you know, to pay off your student loans or something. So now you're stuck without a lot of money, but you have the experience.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I agree with what you said. It might be worthwhile to pick something up. But I mean, at the same time, Joe, a lot of the cheap acquisitions that we've done wind up being a little bit of a headache. And I don't know. I question if it was worth it or not.
Well, we haven't really done too many cheap acquisitions. I'm thinking of one that was kind of an entangled deal with someone else. And yeah, we're looking to get rid of it now. We did one that...
Well, you talked about the content site that you're going to be selling.
Right, right.
That was relatively cheap. And yeah, we have a dropshipping site that we bought for cheap. That was... Again, you know,
but again, you need to go in with it. I think we didn't go into it with the right plan and the right mindset at the time that I'm describing. We didn't go into it with, it's doing this now, let's bring it to here and then sell it. We went into it as kind of like, oh, la-di-da, we're going to buy this, hold it indefinitely. We don't really have a plan to move it. So yeah, you have to go in it with the right mindset. And we haven't done that really to date. I'm doing it now with the site we're talking about, Open the Kimono. And we're adopting this mindset now for, you know, getting rid of a lot of the sites or choosing to hold them that we have, but we haven't done this to date. So I don't know if we can, you know, speak to our past acquisitions as future examples.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because again, all these things we did years ago without the same mindset, because at one point, actually, the dropship site that we acquired was doing really, really well, to the point that if we just kind of cashed out while we were ahead, that would have been a huge win. But because we did so many things and we built so many things, it became just, you know, a back burner website that we stopped caring about. And thus, you know, the graph went up and then, you know, it goes down.
You know what? It's kind of funny how, thinking about it now, how at the time, I think we bought it for like $9,000 and we got like a, you know, joint financing and investor situation in it at the time. You know, so we had
Over $9,000.
Yeah. It was so, you know, in retrospect, that wasn't the best way to go about it. Like, you know, we should have been more confident to just buy it for $9,000 and then do what we do and then got rid of it. So again, but that was many, many years ago.
Yeah. At the same time, it was only maybe 3 years ago, which is in the grand scheme of things, not that long. I mean, if you're at a regular job, you go 3 years, you're probably going to be at the same position most likely. But in this game, it's lifetimes. 3 years is a little lifetime ago.
Yeah. So, I think this turned out to be a good episode. Interesting discussion. If you want to learn more about how we build our online business portfolio, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check out their free web class. Go to buildassetsonline.com. And we'll see you in the next one.
Take it easy.